Hi, this is Neil Kelly, Orange County's Registrar of Voters, and today is October the 5th, 2012. We're almost 31 days away from the November election, and it's hard to believe November 6th is right around the corner. But it is, so we want to talk to you today about training and poll worker training in particular. And with me today is Allison, and Allison is part of our training team. Hi, Allison.
Hello, Neil.
So what we want to talk about are, we're going to kind of take people through this, the steps of training, and you're one component of that. And so what we want to focus on today is, once we have the training sites set, you step in and you take over those sites and you start setting the schedule.
Correct.
So, you know, you're probably one that a lot of poll workers at some point would like to talk to, because they're definitely much happier with the schedules that were being set.
Okay.
So let's talk about the schedules first. So what's kind of available for poll workers right now?
Well, right now we like to schedule a lot of classes throughout Orange County, all the way from Anaheim to Yorba Linda, offering our clerk's classes, returning inspector classes, and also our new inspector classes. Our first day of training begins on Tuesday the 9th, and we already have 408 poll workers scheduled to attend, not including the 805 that we have for our online class scheduled for the first day.
See, so 400 countywide on the first day, it's going to be a lot of people showing up at one time. And, you know, obviously you have to deal with those sites and make sure that the schedule works.
Correct.
And so tell us one anecdotal story about something you had to deal with a site that didn't quite work out.
Okay. For instance, I do have a facility that on one hand, they sent us their availability to let us know what we could have for scheduling, and once I drafted the schedule and put it together and confirmed with them, 90% of the days were no longer available. So it kind of gets our department up in a little hustle bustle, because the whole goal is to offer classes to everyone.
Right.
So if we don't have a facility, let's say in Newport Beach, then there's a lot of people that are going to be requesting facilities.
Yeah, exactly. And the fun challenge is because we're dealing with, let's see, we have how many training sites throughout the county right now?
We have about less than 50.
Right. But I mean, you're dealing with all sorts of different logistics between all these different sites, and things come up, you know, it's like regular life. So.
Right. Some facilities are smaller than others, so we can only have a certain amount of poll workers scheduled for a class, versus where others have 25 and some have about 15.
And you talk a little bit about online training. That's really growing in popularity, and I changed the rules this time, so allowing inspectors that are returning, they can take an online course and supplement that with some hands-on experience as well.
Right.
We have a lot of inspectors that are doing that. I mean, you may not have the numbers right off the top of your head, but it's definitely a popular method of training for those returning inspectors.
Right, and the online class, from what I understand, is about an hour worth of training. So the opportunity, with everyone's busy schedules, then it just gives them more of an ability to participate in the poll, you know, to work at the polls this year for the election, because the class is only 1 hour, the online, and then you go to the hands-on.
I think they're really loving it.
I think so, too.
Yeah. Okay, Allison, thanks. Keep up the good work.
Thanks, Neil.
And stay tuned for more podcasts coming soon. And remember, Election Day, about 30 days away. Thank you.